Hello and welcome to Balls Out, No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. Today we're going to talk about Jack Whiten, Slippery When Wet, Vegas, the T1000, a games overview, and for the second week in a row, we're going to try to get to a chess-like compromise. Greetings, greetings, one and all. Our dear listeners, greetings and salutations. And to Ray Carney and Morton Paragon, greetings to you, gentlemen. What a round of football it was.
It was.
Rugby league, where the action never stops. The controversy never stops. Does it?
No, it doesn't, mate. It doesn't.
They sound a little forlorn, but we'll
forlorn,
get it.
Forlorn, forlorn.
What was Duke's
poem at uni? He had to write a poem at uni. It was full. He wrote forlorn, no internet porn.
No more internet porn.
No internet porn. Cadence, mate. It's about cadence. Come on, mate. Yeah, okay. Quote. Anyway. Quote one of the greats and getting it wrong. All right. So, how are we all? Let's just go straight to Balls Out, No Flops. Let's do that.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Don't even want to know how we are or anything like that at all? No.
I can see how you are.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen. And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Ball's out of flop. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be? Ball's out of flop. Go, Carney.
Flop, Radley Sidmin. Disgraceful decision.
But it was against the Roosters.
No. It's fucking bullshit, man. It's fucking head collision.
It's fucking bullshit, man.
Come on, mate. I can't believe it. If they don't know 100%, if it's a bit 50-50, and I think James Graham was saying it on one of his shows, if there is...
Which just, one? He's got like seven of
yeah,
them.
Yeah. If there's any little doubt, you can't do a sin bin.
Any little doubt, you got to pull out.
Yes, that's right.
We all know that, right?
Indeed. Yeah.
it shouldn't have been a sin bin, mate. If there's head collision, how can you sin bin someone for a fucking head collision?
Rubbish. Just
contact. Was it rubbish?
Rubbish decision.
And like my brother's just been off rugby league. He's hating it because of all these shoulder charge decisions, all that sorts of stuff. And he turned it on for the first time in a long, long time. And he turned it on, and boom, what does he see?
Radley set off. Man, turn it straight off.
Oh, my God, man. It's just terrible, mate. It's going to turn away fans, seriously. They've got to do something about it. That game was going good. But anyway, and my balls out is just the little fun fact.
Oh.
I found out. I love fun facts. Did you ever read the fun facts in the books you read?
You read?
I think everything should have a fun fact, side of fun fact.
Say fun fact again.
He looks like he's four when he says it.
After yesterday's loss to Manly, Upi Korosau now has as many losses with the Tigers as he did with his whole stint at the Panthers.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
Not sure he sees it as fun, but
how long, he was at the Panthers for how long?
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy, man. That is crazy.
He's got that losing feeling.
He's trying. He's trying.
He's playing halfback, 5'8", and hooker. Sometimes he just throws it out to himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually did that and scored.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the balls out and flop for this week.
Yeah.
What's the better option if you're playing hooker at Tigers? Just throw the ball up in the air and catch it yourself or throw it to Luke Brooks?
You don't throw it to Luke Brooks.
He's just diabolical, isn't he? God. What's he getting paid?
He's on 9, 950.
Nearly a mil, I think. And he's off contract. 950
is nearly a mil.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a fun fact.
And he's off contract as well, I believe.
Well, I got something about that. We'll talk about the halfback merry-go-round that was sent in to me by one of our listeners, Big Steve-O. So, yeah, we'll get to that. Oh, do you want to do it now?
Well, what's your balls out of flop, mate?
My flop, I've got a flop. Jesus. Big floppy dick, big floppy veiny cock. That's all I wanted to say. The captain's challenge.
What's wrong with the captain's challenge? It's a fucking challenge.
Waste of time. These cunts. Oh, please. Nah. Preach, brother. Preach. It's a waste of time. The howler. Just Corvette. It very rarely catches the howler. Very rarely catches the howler. And what it does is extend the game by fucking 20 minutes. They get it wrong. They look at everything at all angles. Yes. And half the time, the fucking bunker don't know. They give it back. So you keep your challenge. We go to the ref's decision. Like fuck it off. Get rid of it.
Or make it a coach's challenge.
Coach's challenge, I like.
Because when the coach gets it wrong, they'll just look like an utter dickhead.
Yeah.
I think the ref just plays on.
I could live with.
Bunkers don't get involved at all in any time of the game, even tries. And then you've got two challenges up your sleeve and you can just use them any time you want. Even for tries and everything. So it never goes up to the bunker.
Why do we change the challenges to points? 2 points. Captain's points. You can just pull out your 2 points.
2 points.
You just pull out your 2 points whenever you want. It's like a penalty goal. It's like you kicked a penalty. He's only use our points now.
So he's got to blow time off.
If you like the Dogs playing the Sharks on the weekend, you might just say we want it right now.
Yeah.
Before kickoff. We exactly. want to start on two.
I'll start on two. Or if you get into a fight.
That would be a terrible use of the 2 points. You can't start on two. Maybe you don't know where the game's going
to
end up.
Maybe they've got a half-time, full-time bet on.
Yeah.
Just trying to scrape it out to half-time.
Captain's points. What do you think of that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Great ideas.
Anzac Day would have been interesting. Just throwing in the 2 points there. Very
like
good.
Like two up. Be like two up.
Well, that's my balls out. Anzac Day.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great. Love that I don't have to work and that football's on. It is also, however,
I do like that.
My flop.
Oh.
You're a complicated man.
It's hard to understand. Why is it always the same teams?
Yeah.
They don't deserve it. Yeah. Interesting. There should be some system that's happening this year that identifies at least two new teams each year who can move into the Anzac realm. Not to mention, of course, the two darlings of the NRL, Melbourne and the Roosters, get these juiced up home crowds and all the money from
sellouts. Sellout crowds.
Because it's Anzac Day. Mm. If a team, I think it should be like there should be a most improved or something. At least one team should be able to get into that each year and get a home game. It shouldn't locked in, man.
Old Frankie, the diehard. You know, Dragons fan, who's probably like 85, is probably rolling and dead now after that comment. Because imagine like not having Dragons, Roosters.
It's not that much of a tradition. No.
It hasn't actually. It's only been like, 10 years or something?
10 years. How about the decade of dog shit games where Saints were diabolical and the Roosters game's over after 10 minutes is meant to be a showcase game?
I think you got something there.
And I don't care if they want to play it in Sydney and it's like Penrith versus Para, but they play in, or they play at Combank, whatever they do, they can pick the venue, they can do whatever they want. But I don't like the idea that the same teams get it. Why?
It should be on a roster. Should be rostered.
What have they done to deserve it?
I'm all for it.
They fucking tickled the balls of the NRL, mate.
Just no Tigers, though, please. No Tigers.
But if the Tigers made
a roster, don't want a blowout.
If the Tigers made a bit of a comeback and say they were the most improved team in a couple of years,
give them Anzac.
How stoked would their fan base be if they got an Anzac team?
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me they wouldn't pack it out as well?
Yeah, they'd pack it out.
And it might, you know, rejuvenate a bit of interest in that club. And what is this shit? This monopoly that these clubs just get it.
Yeah. And who chose that?
Uncle Nick.
They don't deserve it. They've done nothing to get that just locked in.
That's a guaranteed sellout too.
And so
that's a lot of revenue.
The 4 o'clock kickoff either. It's too late, mate. Want them to start
Raiders
a bit earlier.
Should get it. Should be in Canberra. That's where the War Memorial is.
There you go.
It's capital. Let's not talk about Canberra today.
My other Anzac Day flop is particularly Andrew Voss. That just stop trying to link footballers and Anzacs.
Yeah.
Like that makes my skin crawl.
Yep.
Like I get it, they're tough, they go hard. They're not getting shot at going up a hill, mate.
No.
Like, stop it with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're screwing mingers in the dunny.
cringeworthy shit, both of those activities.
I have been trying to, I've been experimenting and trying to, I've turned over to Channel 9 every now and then just to try, because you need, Fox is just too agenda-driven. It's fucking Women's Day. It's just fucking ridiculous bullshit, man. They just push these stories and it's just never-ending, and I just wanted to give Channel 9 a go, but the main Channel 9 guys, fucking, he's too hard to get in. I just can't get into him at all.
He's like, you know, when you're watching a game and someone gets, like, Kyle Flanagan gets the ball and you go, oh, Kyle Flanagan's playing. Like, you don't even notice that commentator. Like, we don't even know his name.
No, I don't.
That's how little regard we hold him in.
He's just that guy. You're white noise, that's what you are, buddy.
We've all got Foxtel, right, through cable. You don't have it through cable, do you?
I've got KO with you, one of your fucking pseudonym names.
Yeah.
I've turned it on and he's in my KO. I don't know how he got in there.
He does that.
But have you noticed if you've got cable, Foxtel cable to your house,
that's
so do
old
I.
school, mate. That's
yeah,
old
but if
school.
You, if you flick,
yeah, but it works.
If you flick from Foxtel HD to Channel 9 HD, there's a very marked difference in quality. So Foxtel is strangling the Channel 9 feed to make it look worse, so you switch it back.
Like a liana in the rainforest.
You say liana?
Liana. What did you say?
Leanne. I say Leanne.
Idiots. Anyway, next year I'd like to see a Tigers-Titans Anzac Day game.
Tigers-Titans. Jesus Christ.
That's the Anzac spirit.
Get in the doghouse, mate. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, so this on that, the halfback merry-go-round.
Can we get one?
Yeah. No, you're not on the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
So this
Can
is,
we get one?
You're not on the merry-go-round. Oh, actually... No.
Surely in the mix, mate.
You're getting what's his name back? Sam
Williams?
Yeah, he's coming back for another go.
Who is this guy, Sam Williams? He just keeps disappearing and reappearing. He's like Fletch
and
like the movie.
The old mate who plays 5'8 sometimes. He's
Frawley. He's still in the mix. He'll be like, playing.
You can't kill that guy. He's a fucking zombie.
Is that the T-1000?
Nah.
So the suggestion is this. This is from Steve-O. The suggestion I've heard is Steve-O. Sam Walker will be going to North Queensland. This is the rumour mill.
Close to his parents.
Townsend then goes to the Tigers.
Oh, Tigers, surely they're not going to make that mistake.
So old, Townsend.
Brooks goes to England, and then that gun English halfback goes to the
Canberra.
Roosters. Oh. Canberra. So that's interesting, isn't it?
So is that that's a possibility?
It's a rumor, but set in stone.
Townsend to Tigers. If Tigers do that, that is me done with the Tigers.
But that's the closest they're going to get to a fucking halfback in how long?
At least he's neat and tidy.
Nah, they can't go Townsend.
Efficient sex man.
Nah.
Neat and tidy, come on.
He hasn't been playing well this year. Like, Townsend's been off, and he had that one.
He's an organisational half, though, right?
We all know our organisational skills get
scattered
when we get older. So,
Might have fucked.
He had a hair out of place that boy. Okay.
Might have absolutely fucked. So anyway,
there is going to be some movement around, because surely bobblehead fucking Brooks isn't staying at Tigers. Surely that's enough now. They've trialed
surely
it.
No one else would want him.
He'd kill over in England too.
Oh, yeah. He would.
He'd be fine.
He would. Yeah. There was talk of Pierce.
Him and Aiden Caesar.
Caesar's going well.
Blake Austin.
Caesar and Austin are one of the top ranked halves.
Yeah.
Combinations
it sounds
over
cool,
there.
Eh? Caesar and Austin.
Caesar and Austin.
It's like a TV show. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So.
There's a lot of birds out there.
Come on, 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 come on
I want to read the lyrics today.
I reckon he has a teleprompter when he does it live.
That might be a bit confusing for... Great song there by the Hives. Just a great footy chant. Wouldn't you love
Come
that?
Come on!
Now, I was at the... I called up Morton Paragon. I rang him. Actually, I didn't. I just texted you.
Mm.
After we got the Reuben sandwich. How good was the Reuben sandwich?
Had a Reuben. Mm. A lot of rare beef.
Did you like it?
I did.
It's fucking amazing. Anyway, that's beside the point. We got this big fucking Reuben sandwich. And I said, come on to the come game. On. And he texts me back. I'm watching it from the comfort of my lounge. And I said, okay.
Mm.
But I only wrote typed okay. But I couldn't put it into that tone. But that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You're big with your okays. Okay. Okay. Mm.
But you got to hear it like that. Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, okay.
Don't hear it like, oh, okay. So anyway, fucking what a game.
What a game.
What a absolute fucking ball terror, man. I was...
Including some of the best tackles I've seen from a halfback in years. Yeah. Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, Nathan Cleary.
Unbelievable, man.
He's tackling his
game. He was mopping up that left side. I didn't think we'd get through the second time.
So is this our... they can't... In years gone by, when Penrith had their... foot on a team's throat, they just snap their necks, mate. Mm. They can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I don't know, though,
I don't think they've got that killer punch. I've seen this two or three times this year. They're up. Remember, this time last year, Penrith winning every game by 20. They're winning every game.
Yeah.
They've faded to... Game's tougher for them now.
Good.
Yeah. But they're still winning, though. Fucking like I know good. They didn't win on
they're
the
They're coming
week.
Back to the field, in my opinion.
A little bit. I thought they were.
They're still good, but they're not that...
They're still going to be
ugly. Take fucking... Crichton out of that team.
Yes.
They were fucked. He scored three tries and kicked all their goals.
Yeah.
You guys get him.
And even Dylan Edwards is talk of, they've got to make a few decisions with three or four key players as well.
Yeah, someone's going to throw a lot of money at Dylan Edwards.
Mm.
He'll probably stay at Penrith, but he will get fullback like that.
He's brilliant.
Who, it's actually, for a club team, it's beneficial that it's very unlikely he's going to play rep football anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true.
Such a backlog of fullbacks, right?
Yeah. So the fullbacks everywhere.
He's available every week, and he's bloody good every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone's going to throw an absolute load at him, man.
I reckon it'll be you.
Could be. I mean, we've got everyone else.
You've got Crichton coming in. He's probably going to play fullback.
He's thinking about fullback, yeah.
Well, you've got that connection, the Soraldo connection there.
Mm. Penrith Light.
Yeah. Mm. But still, yeah, but fucking Souths just hung in there, hung in there, and they fucking got back. They fought back.
Why do we always do Souths review games?
This was a good game.
This is exceptional.
This was a good game.
This is exceptional.
And it was obvious that these are two of the elite teams.
They are.
And they played that way.
How does Cody not get a look in for Origin? If you have a look at that pass he did to Tass that scored the try, it was fucking, he threaded it between a Penrith defender's hands.
I've said to you for a long time that he generally doesn't play well against good teams.
Yeah.
He did have a good game last week. I think he's very in his comfort zone at South. When he's... you're talking about a guy who took so long to break first grade, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
And I think when he's removed from that comfort zone, he struggles a bit. And that was Origin football. And obviously, he only got one crack at it.
He did all right, too.
That's not fair.
He ended up setting up a try and scoring a try.
He's also throwing an intercept to lose a grand final.
Yeah, that's true.
He's no doubt he's good... player, his temperament is so questionable. At Origin, I would hate to see him run out for New South Wales because you know.
That's what I was waiting for.
They're just going to G him up and he's going to.
But you know it's fucking game on. You know you're going to fucking.
It's not because when he gets G'd up like that, he loses
focus. He loses it, mate. You know he loses
it.
And
play
he's going to have a few more brain explosions and your roller coaster ride is going to keep going.
I'm happy for him to lose it, mate.
On and
I'm
off,
happy
on
for
and
him
off.
To lose it for New South Wales. It's fucking hot in here.
Open the window.
Isn't it open?
Open it more.
Dying.
It's very hard for me to talk about Souths and
it's stuck
if right now. You can see what's going on now, people.
It's too hard for me to talk about Souths right now.
Well, shall we go to White?
Great game, but
yeah,
great game.
It was a great game. So look, the top tier, Souths, Penrith. You can't even say Roosters at the moment.
Nope.
You can't say Roosters. You got Storm as well.
Storm.
Can you say Storm?
What are you gonna say?
I don't know. I just don't want a replay of last year's. Also, it's been the same teams over and over again. I'm fucking sick of it, mate. I'm sick of it. We've got a Premier League style competition developing here. Something different, mate. Someone like, I don't know, maybe the Sharks is getting
Sharks
up there. Warriors
Sharks
would be good.
Will be top four Dolphin. Again.
They're hot and cold as well. They have some off games.
Mm. Remember they started the comp, they started the year without their best player.
Yep.
Penrith will be up there. Manly are an interesting team.
Mm.
They're coming second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, Brisbane first.
But I've had some...
Brisbane could be up there.
Manly coming second, but I've had some really piss-weak performances as well as some good games. Yeah. They're a very interesting team.
Mm.
I don't know what to make of them. Brisbane are shit hot.
They're red hot. They got fucking...
They're in the mix.
Unreal outside backs.
Yeah.
Great forward pack and sensational halfback.
Yeah, they're 100% in the mix this year, Brisbane. I'd say Brisbane, Penrith, Souths would be my top three.
Mm. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
They're the three that... Brisbane won't drop off like last year.
But they've had a pretty good run up until now.
Mate, they never leave Queensland.
Yeah.
And they're not leaving Queensland.
They're playing 10 in a row in Queensland.
It's not bad.
That
is
again.
10 in a row at Suncorp. Because Dolphins took a game to Suncorp and Titans took a game to Suncorp.
Yeah. And so because you got more Queensland teams now, they're always going to play them twice.
Yeah.
So they're never travelling.
Just do two stadiums then. Do one Queensland stadium, one New South Wales stadium. Let's not travel anywhere. Every team just play out of those stadiums.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go. When I get angry, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Anyway.
And that way, you know, there's the home ground advantage is...
gone.
Well, no, I don't like it. We're going back to suburban football, which is fine.
You want to see games
at Penrith, you want to see games at, you know...
Go back to it then. Why aren't they going back to it?
Do you want to see games at Darwin?
Well, no. Now, that one...
Fuck me, dead.
Did you notice in the, I think it was the second half, a fucking monsoon hit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was raining so fucking hard. Like, when you can see the rain through the normal shot of a game, you know it's raining hard, right? Not one person in that crowd moved.
No.
Lifted an umbrella.
Yeah.
Anything. Not one person. They just...
They stood there and got wet.
They just didn't care.
Is it like an AI-generated crowd, maybe?
Well, it was like pausing a game and changing the weather settings in there and then just having it applied straight away. It was insane.
I hate how sweaty everyone is when they're playing.
I don't like the Darwin game.
The bugs, we probably can't see it on the TV, but surely there's some fucking crazy bugs.
All of Brad Arthur's water bottles.
Yeah.
Now, it's like he's trying to build a fucking a raft to get out of there.
He needs to fucking stop. So I'm mesmerised by the water bottles, right? And then I look to Brad Arthur's right, and there he is, the Trent, the good-looking Trent. And then I think, where are the Eagles coming this year? Let me see. They're coming 13th. What do you think Trent's bringing to the table to help out the Parramatta Eels after his very successful run at the Bulldogs?
Skincare regime.
Rogaine. Have you seen his hair?
Yeah, Rogaine.
Yeah. Sort of Zoolander looks, I'd say.
He pulls off a good Zoolander.
He's a bit of a fucking jinx, isn't he? A bit of a debacle.
He's a fucking shocker.
Yeah.
But he was good at Penrith. Like, he did well in Penrith, and that's what's catapulting him back in. Yeah, mate.
Did he?
You know,
what did he do?
He probably had Seraldo there as well, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Seraldo and the Warriors coach. They were both there.
Yeah, right.
So he was head coach Manly, and that went...
went sideways, hard.
Well, that went Bulldogs. Down the toilet. Toilet. Toilet.
You know who should get him? Tigers.
It's a match made in heaven, isn't it?
Straight down the toilet.
Nathan Brown slapped him.
Yeah. That was great.
When he was a player.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Guy's coaching every team, and his own coach, when he was a player, slapped him in the face on the sideline.
Yeah.
You can't say he didn't deserve. I have no context for what happened, but...
what are you bringing to the table, Trent? Like, honestly.
Send us an email.
What's he telling them to do?
Send us an email, Barrett.
Darwin doesn't... do for me what Mudgee does.
No. The backdrop of Darwin is dystopian.
Mm.
You can see the graffiti written in the sky.
Just one of those old metal school fences from the 70s around the ground.
And a bench, an aluminium bench.
It's just...
How often are they going to go? That's two games now, isn't it, in Darwin? Or is it just the one?
I think it's just that one. The power play there once.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, thank fuck. And it sounded like park football too.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Rock. Play there.
Uluru.
There's a backdrop.
That's a backdrop.
That's a backdrop.
How would that look?
That would look fantastic.
Fucking
just
Rock.
Do fucking blue screen, mate. Just makes you field and blue screen the backdrop.
I honestly think they did what your suggestion. They had a pixelated crowd in there because that rain started and no one moved.
Yeah, that's true.
Not one. I wasn't watching the game for 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm just like, is someone going to just like put an umbrella up? Something.
Same as in Singapore though, right? Everyone knows when it's going to rain.
Yeah, but they get undercover.
They move. Yeah, they move undercover.
No one moved.
Your average Singaporean is a bit more intelligent than your average Darwinian.
Darwinian.
Wow.
You don't think so?
Just, we've got a few listeners from Darwin. That's all.
We've got a few from Singapore too. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, mate.
Let's arm wrestle.
Wyden. Yeah, come on.
Well, you started.
If you're not a regular listener to this podcast, Mr. Larry Floyd goes to the South Sydney Rabbitohs and has been going for them since 1908 and has been sitting in the crowd since 1910. Mr. Raymond Carney,
true story. Yeah.
For some obscure reason, supports the Canberra Raiders.
They were going
he has earlier in the year suggested that he may even leave the Canberra Raiders un-Australian act of all un-Australian acts, which is to change the team he supports for. That's how desperate. This was before the Jack Whiten scandal.
The saga.
So he was part of it
then as well.
I have been in the middle of a WhatsApp tirade between these two idiots as they discuss the pros and cons of Jack Whiten moving to South Sydney.
Well, I don't free market economy, mate.
It is free market economy. I don't. I'm just whatever with South, but just Jack Whiten, the dumb cunt. First of all,
I'll officiate here. 1 point to Carney. No one can refute that claim.
I agree.
Would you tell everyone that you want to win a premiership and then go to another team? Why would you say that? Don't say it. Say you want to change. That's fair.
Say you want to go to Sydney to live.
Live in Sydney. It's just.
I live near a beach.
And now we're in this situation where what the hell do we do? And I can't believe we've named him in the team. He shouldn't be playing.
Kind of awkward, isn't it?
You named him to play the Dolphins, the other team who were throwing even bigger cash out of him.
Oh, can you imagine what the South's Raiders game is going to be like?
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy.
Insane.
Is it?
It's going to be like a GF.
Is it?
Well, the Raiders will really step up and try, because of what Whiten said, that he can't win a premiership with this side, they're going to try and beat the side that he's gone to, right? Yep.
But the thing is, he's going to be sitting in the dressing room. Are we able to use that as fucking to psych us up?
Yeah, yes. Look at him.
He wants to go, and like, it's just bullshit. Get rid of him. Take him now. Take him now. We don't want him, mate. If he doesn't want to be here, he's a fucking shit 5'8 anyway. He kicks the ball out on the full every game.
I don't want him as 5'8.
Get him at center.
Left center.
Now,
how many years you got him for? 3?
4.
So how many years has Cody got left in him, realistically?
We signed Cody and Cookie for 2 more years after
Didn't sign Reynolds anyway.
No.
Cody's well in his 30s now.
Yeah, 32 maybe.
Yeah, so he's going to come off the boil in a year or two.
Mm. Now,
interesting.
Yeah. What are your comments towards, if you go on the internet, I feel like this has tarnished the Rabbits brand a little bit here, comparing them to the Roosters. What do you feel about that?
I don't like it. I don't like
that's another point.
They have
comparing the Rabbits to the Roosters. I like that. 2-0.
But that's what I'm not
Who
saying.
Who fucking made you adjudicator?
Me.
I don't like that. That's a point to me.
I didn't make you adjudicator. I made me adjudicator.
But that's what's happening, mate.
I know. I don't like it. And the system's flawed, right? So, but the thing is, we don't know anything about the fucking deal.
That's what I mean. That's why it sounds like rooster-ish.
Anything about the deal. No, well, it's...
Well, like they're talking about how much third-party payments he's getting.
Yeah, third-party is fucked.
Yeah.
It is fucked.
Get rid of it. Completely get rid of it. It's not transparent at all. I'd much rather a draft system. If you decide to leave your team, you go into the draft.
There's got to be something happening here. I don't know. But it's just mean the rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. There's a huge divide that's happening. And you can't fault the rich teams. Hey. You can't fault the rich teams because, hey, why wouldn't
South
you try to
get...
working
man's club, mate. All right.
Not anymore, man. Not after this. I'm not saying that, but I think this is just
so the rumour is $850 to Whiten, right?
For a centre.
Yeah. Oh, look, Campbell Graham will go up to that. We renegotiate him next year. He'll go up to that because he's the fucking best centre in the... Or he and Steve Crichton.
You'll probably be lucky to keep Campbell Graham now.
Well, he'll stay because he's a South junior.
I know he is, but you might be lucky to keep him now. You made your choice.
This is like a...
I don't agree with that.
You're going to pay two centres $2 million a year.
You can't do...
The salary cap's going up.
Yeah, but for centres, come on.
Look, you've got to take into account, Cody's going to be going in 2 years, Cookie's going in 2 years, their money... Sam's money and Inglis's money will be coming back soon.
You've got money falling out of your pocket, mate.
It wouldn't be much, I can tell you that.
That sounded like a rooster's argument, right? That's what I mean. No, we can fit them all in, no worries.
And why is your curse now, mate? Because he's doing this to you right now.
Stop fucking stabbing your...
You can take him, mate, and all the bullshit that comes with you.
They're wearing a used sombrero. That's what they're wearing.
I don't know.
Another question.
Does he get another point for that?
I think he's right. You've become them.
You go online, yeah, because all the geniuses are online.
That's what the main talk is. The sombrero talk is going over to Souths now, whether it's warranted or not.
Look, I don't care. Even if it is, I don't give a fuck because we've never been a team like that before. I have sat in Homebush in fucking 2006 when we were getting slammed 60-0.
I don't give a fuck. Give him a point. I'll give him a point. He's gone through hell. He's gone through hell.
I have sat through hell.
But you've won a premiership as well, you bastard.
That's true. That's true.
How do you feel about Latrell making boardroom big decisions on behalf of your fucking team? Because he's the reason why Wyden's there. So he's gone holiday with him, come back to fucking Dimitri and go, can we get Wyden to play? Can we get Wyden to play?
No, he would have said, I think Jack wants to play with us. Make it happen.
This is very, like on a small scale, obviously, this is very NBA.
Yeah.
This is what happens in the NBA. These players who are friends start just combining in teams to create these little super teams. That's the aim of it anyway. It's player empowerment, you know. It's players calling the shots. And it's Latrell having say in what happens at Souths. It's Whiten having say in what happens to him. If we backtrack for a second, this whole concept of, and my team, the Bulldogs, is very guilty of this, of signing players mid-year.
I hate this. I hate it. My memory is that
this really started kicking in when rugby union was seen as a threat and was a way to stitch up players and yada, 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 right, and stop them going to overseas or this or that.
Yeah.
But very hard for fans looking at players.
Oh, this is fucking bullshit,
Stephen Crichton at Penrith, who's coming to the Dogs, Jack Whiten going to Souths. You know, there's plenty of them.
Especially with the talk around Jack Whiten and the premiership
Adam Reynolds,
talk.
We have
that much hyped Broncos Dolphins thing earlier in the year, and you got Farnsworth and someone else from the Broncos are already stitched up.
Flegler.
Yeah, we're already stitched up with the Dolphins for next year. Like, oh, huge rivalry.
As if they can't make those deals.
So your starting team are going to that team next
year. So it used to be...
just a window.
There was two windows. There was June 30th and there was a November 1st, right?
I think that there should be a window, and if you're going, you go.
Yep.
So that has to be the November one then. You can't change horses midstream.
You go at the end of the season for a month.
What about
a
transfer window in the middle of the year?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, I don't want anyone transferring middle
of the
year.
If you know Jack Whiten...
Take a point off.
100% wants out of Souths. Now.
Out of Souths?
Out of Canberra, sorry. He wants out of Canberra.
I want him out. I want him gone.
Okay, so you get a transfer window and you say, Souths, you can have him now. What are we getting?
Yeah, there's got to be something in return.
You should get Tass for him.
I don't want Tass.
If you look at other sports, you would probably get two, three, or four players in return to make up the salary. Well, and you could raid Souths or some of the younger blokes. Say, if you really want Jack Whiten, then we take Tass and we'll take a couple of others. We'll take the young kid who played fullback last year. You can't even get in the team.
Taff and Tass.
We'll take a bunch.
Look, yeah, it's just all just leave it to the end of the year.
It's interesting.
Point to you.
If you can't decide within a month, come on, at the end of the season.
He's dead weight now.
Yeah. He shouldn't even be thinking about this shit now. He should be focused on the Raiders in the season. I know he's going to come out and go,
should have a transfer window. If he wants to go, he goes, and you at least get some assets back right now that you can use. It's bullshit.
It's too early to call mental health for the rest of the year for Jack Whiten.
I want him gone, mate.
He'll get injured for sure.
I want him gone. I want him out. And I don't know how he can play alongside the players that he thinks aren't going to win a premiership.
Floyd, do you think South stipulated when in his contract negotiations that they'd rather him not play State of Origin?
Well, he said.
I know he did. That's why I'm asking.
No,
we'll give you this money. Yeah. You don't play reps.
I think Littrell and him have got something going on, and Wyden's the bitch in the relationship, all right? Littrell's just telling him what to do. You're going to come here. You're going to play football.
That's point.
This could be massive ramifications for both teams because there's going to be a few unhappy players in South. It's like a marriage breakup, mate. Tash. It's a cheating scandal.
Look, can we just get down to brass tacks here? Canberra is a fucking wasteland, okay? It is a shithole. There's nothing there to do. There's nothing to fucking...
Give him a point. Yeah.
You can't go out at night. What's the fucking place called? The Moose's Nightclub? Get loose in the Moose, mate. That's all you can do. That's the only place you can go. There's fucking... You can't go for a swim. There's a man-made lake. For a rugby young athlete, there's nothing to do there. He wants to come to the big smoke.
We'll get rid of Canberra then. Well, it's just fucking
close. That's my point. Give me a point for that.
I would like it if we actually... if we actually formally recognised what you just said and said, okay, so you get another X amount on your cap.
Yep. It's going to get to that because I'm telling you, we've got $4.4 million now and we're not going to be able to spend it.
No.
If you compare the pull of Canberra... to eastern suburbs, for example.
South have moved to Maroubra, so their centre of excellence is Maroubra now.
It's not just the money, it's the lifestyle, it's everything you just said. I think they should get cap concessions.
Yeah, or they should move to Perth.
Your cap should be reverse indexed with real estate prices.
That's interesting. All right.
But, like, it's just...
Fuck, I like that myself. Point to me.
Pretty good.
Point to you.
2 points.
All right.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Bonus point. Wyden and Littrell can drive to court. Court hearings together now.
Knockout, you win.
And also, one
bonus
more
point. There should be fucking two premierships in this for us.
Oh, I don't see it.
I hope not now. I don't want them to win now.
How
old's
Jack Wyden?
30.
All right, as an impartial, Jack Wyden is a very athletic, not highly skilled player, in my opinion.
Yep.
He just runs hard.
He's good at what he does.
He's on the wrong side of 30.
Yep.
Aren't we all?
But for that kind of player whose skill base isn't that high, I honestly would not be happy if my team signed him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Even my team, as bad as they are. Yep. Can I also just like... I got to go back to Balls Out for a second.
Yeah, we're all over the shop.
Sorry. Charlie Staines from the Tigers.
Yeah.
Who played like half a game with a bowel perforation.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that? What does that
That's,
mean?
He put... That means he stained his fucking...
He's Charlie Staines.
Oh. He stained his kecks.
Shit.
A bowel perforation.
And he scored that great try as well.
Yes. And then
that's no one wanted to touch him.
He finished the game. He goes to a dinner thing at the club afterwards, and then he says, "The doc, I'm not feeling well," and they have to rush him in for emergency surgery.
Yeah,
like balls out.
Yeah, balls out to Staines.
Wow,
you put the Staines into perforated bowel.
Can I quickly pose this question to you? Two stories. All right, the team that wins the premiership buying players and having the first choice and then just, you know, paying unders for players and just buying a team and just winning a premiership. Or a team that was shit, they're struggling, they can't find anyone, and they come together and they play well and they win a premiership. That story is better than you fucking say, Trent Robinson-esque Roosters victory of a premiership. Okay. That's not a true win.
Idiots, both of you. Well, let's just go to that for a minute. When you say buying players, Souths have got the second most juniors in their first grade.
Because
this
is juniors. Go-to.
That's right. Okay, but that's his point.
You actually have juniors.
No, but you're buying players now.
And we play them.
You're buying players now.
So everyone fucking buys players. Where would you be if you didn't buy any players?
They can't buy players.
You wouldn't have two. You'd have two touch judges.
Okay.
That's who you'd be.
I don't know which one I'd pick.
We got AJ. We got Tass. We got Campbell Graham. We got Cameron Murray. We got Keon Kalamatangi. All South juniors who came through the ranks.
Yeah, but that's changing, I think. It's just sort of,
well, it's not, because they're there. You've
changed the branding of the team a little bit by throwing money.
Shut up, you idiot.
Let's move on. Everyone's talking about this shit.
Slippery and wet.
I don't want us to call it the NRL anymore. I want it to be called WHNS because that's what it's become. It's just all about safety. So can we stop calling
safety
it NRL?
First?
WHNS.
We're getting some hi-vis in.
Yeah, just like tractors, this is WHNS and I want it.
Hi-vis.
And because that's all it is now. It's all about safety and shit. And I'm thinking maybe they can do what WHNS do. So maybe they can start to put, you know, to win the legal battles in the future, just put up some signs like you do with slippery when wet. You know, if someone slips, falls, signs there. Yeah. You can't do anything about it. Yeah. So maybe like a hip drops may occur on the sideline, just a sign. watch out for crusher tackles.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, they project all that advertising on the field. Maybe they can just project a warning.
A good signage.
The place.
Falling cocks instead of falling rocks.
Replace warning, the impossible. Souths may poach your players.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No one said shit when you fucking bought half a Penrith.
Because we suck. We still suck.
Fucking bought half a Penrith. No one said a fucking thing.
And again, we're buying half a Penrith based on real estate prices.
Look at you, cats.
You're good already. Why are you getting
good.
More players?
Look at you. You're good.
Now we'll be great.
But I think just an easy to get out of the legal battles, just put up a few signs, mate. Maybe do some professional development training sessions and safety sessions. And
that's interesting.
Just some slippery when. Mm.
Now, I was talking to Jimmy the Hand. They were out the front having a vape and a mineral water. I can't vape anymore.
Yeah. That's a breakfast of champions.
Yeah, vape and a mineral water. And he was saying, in reply to your
stupidity.
Well, it's not the worst idea he's ever had. Maybe he wanted to put a player on his shoulders.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yes, and run to score a try. He said the way to defend that is put a defender on their shoulders.
Yeah.
So well, you're going to need a lot of signage for this.
But that's why you only do it. Fight. That's why you only do it once in the grand final. They're not going to see that coming, mate.
Is there a name for that move?
Yeah, piggyback. Something.
Piggy.
I don't know.
Piggy in the middle. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so slippery when wet. WHNS league is, put some signage up and we're all good, man. No legal battles. Carry on.
The thing is, if you sign on to be an NRL player, you understand that dangers come with it. Now, these dangers can be immediate and they can be further down the track. As you were saying before, when we started about Andrew Johns, is now starting to blame his seizures on head knocks that he took, especially one in Origin. Remember that guy punched the shit out of him?
Is he directly blaming it?
Yes.
Andrew Johns?
Yeah, so he's linking it to that.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Especially when he's got Gould and Channel 9, he works with Gould,
Well, anyway. Gould will be all over that.
He does look spaced out as all hell, but
yeah. So you sign up. You sign up. Drugs and alcohol, mate. That's why. It's what happens.
Remember, we saw him at Jack Johnson.
Yep.
Or was it Donovan? Donovan.
Donovan. Yeah. Backstage. He pissed as a fart.
He was out of it, man. He was out of it.
My friend saw him.
Saw him
pissing in the toilet. once, and he was pissing there, and the guy was next to him. He said, "Oi, do you want to see something that's been in Kylie Minogue?" And he showed his cock.
Really?
That's a story that's going
on. Alleged.
Alleged, sorry, yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Still a gentleman, despite the head knocks.
That's true.
Good to know.
There's a man that has not been concussed. Yeah. All right, NRL next year wants to take a whole round to Vegas. What could go wrong?
Fuck yes.
What could go wrong?
So, like, I hate taking rugby league to places that aren't rugby league.
Yeah.
Except for this.
Well,
and they want to do opening round. Opening round, they want two games there. They want four teams, and teams are like going hard at the NRL already to get a berth on this sucker. And
we'll be there, we're waiting, mate.
Let me, yeah. Yes, we'll be there.
We're booked to birth. We're booked to birth.
So, news.com, the NRL is reportedly planning on starting the 24 season with a Las Vegas blockbuster.
Yeah. Surely it's got to be a week before.
It's insane, isn't it?
Double header in Sin City. This is the bit I liked. Where are we?
Just do it, mate.
Well, here we go. The event will involve players from four NRL clubs taking up a role as rugby league evangelists, selling the sport to an American audience.
Wow.
Hey.
Who's going to evangelise for us?
Well, Souths will be there. The Roosters will be there.
Well, I
Storm
also,
will be there.
Yeah.
This is usual shit.
And the Broncos will be there.
The rest of you fucking idiots can fight it out.
The Broncos will get their one away game for the year outside of Queensland.
Yeah, that's Vegas. It. The Broncos will be there. The Broncos will be there. Yeah. We could just look back and see who's sitting in economy, mate. Souths will be up there in first class.
You've changed.
At least business.
Yeah. You have changed, man.
You know what else I read is they want to make a big day of it, so have actual UFC on. And during the day. Oh, yes. So imagine having UFC card there. Footy. I feel like
keep
that.
Talking.
So wait, as soon as you have UFC there, you're saying we can't do this on our own.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't mind having just getting people there to watch it, because that's going to be the hardest part. No one's going to buy a ticket and go and watch a game they have no fucking idea about. They got no idea what NRL is. Great song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to it in a
now
while.
To have four NRL teams just roaming the streets of Vegas.
What could go wrong?
Oh, hey? Wow.
What could go wrong?
Like, there's not much temptation there, is there?
Maybe they need to do a casino. All the teams have to go to the casino, and the four teams with the largest pot at the end get to go to Vegas.
Nice. And we know,
Tigers will be there then. They can have it. They're good slappers, aren't they?
As we know, that the absolute peak time for NRL player scandals is the fortnight before the comp starts.
So we're going to have these
four teams in
their last hurrah.
So I don't know, those of you who haven't been to Vegas, when you go there in your hotel, you will find directories of sex worker directories, big as a phone book, with photos. And you just go through and take your pick, and they will just come up to your room and perform services that you pay for.
Mm.
What could go wrong with that?
Yep. And the alcohol size.
Should we have a Vegas jersey?
G'day.
Like there was a Pride jersey. Should we have a Vegas jersey?
This is Jack and Latrell.
Vegas team maybe out of this at the end. Maybe we get a Vegas team.
Let's start with a jersey. Okay. With a hooker on it, card game, the roulette wheel.
Maybe a mob hit. Pre-vomit stain it.
A mob hit, of course.
Have a vomit stain down the front from the start. Just build it into the jersey.
Beautiful.
They sell their alcohols like super jumbo. You get like buckets of alcohol there. These Australian footy players, it's going to fucking, they won't know what to do with all that booze.
I think they will.
They are going to lose it, mate.
That's insane, though.
But they have to do it. Why not? Give it
do
a go.
Do they have to do it, though?
I can give it a go.
Vegas has gone from nothing to now they've got a NFL team. They've got a WNBA
team. So they'll be playing at that stadium, the NFL
stadium?
They're
talking about that or a smaller 40,000.
That's not SoFi, is it?
No. Nah.
They've got NHL team.
They've got NHL. They've got a WNBA team that Tom Brady just took over.
Really?
Yeah, he bought into that. The Oakland A's and the baseball have announced they're about to move to Vegas. So Vegas has gone from like less than 10 years ago having no sport franchises to they now when the baseball moves over, they will have every major.
Fucking hell, they got to watch.
The only one that's not there is the NBA.
They got to watch where they're digging in the desert.
Yeah.
I fucking find Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa Stadium.
It's, yeah, it's interesting, but. You know, but what are they going to get out of it at the end of the day? Like, they're going
to
watch the game.
Well, they're trying to get exposure
then,
in America, right?
Yeah, they might watch the game and go, oh, this is amazing. And then they won't watch it again. Yeah. The Americans, they're not going
to
watch
they
it.
They need to start a league over there.
They tried, though. The Tomahawks, well, that was Canada, isn't it? Tomahawks?
No, Toronto.
Toronto Tomahawks?
Canada does have a league or did have a league and then COVID wiped it out, I think.
Yep.
The only thing about doing it is the start of the year, which is smart, is that is almost the week. Our season starts like just a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl. So
yeah,
NFL's over for the year. Maybe some diehard football heads will at
that's
least.
Good timing.
Now, you got it. You know what they got to do? Like out of fucking Batman where Bane was in it. Just lock everyone in the stadium.
Yep.
End of the Super Bowl. They're all locked in. You can't get out. And they just fucking funnel us in. Have a quick couple of games. And fuck off.
Yep. What about an Origin?
they did an Origin in Vegas, didn't they? Oh, no, that was LA. Los Angeles.
At like a dog park for 10 people.
Yeah.
Sterlo couldn't run through the banner.
The banner, yeah. We promoted it as the toughest game in the world. And Sterlo got fucking caught in the banner.
Absolutely snagged. Yeah. He was gone, wasn't he? He's like he's in a drift net.
Yeah.
It's just diabolical. Yeah. That was so Mickey Mouse, it was ridiculous.
Imagine if it took off, though. Imagine what your footy cards would be worth. Fuck me dead.
What's going
to
happen?
You'll be able to retire on that.
Are they what? Take off as in they start playing rugby league and have a competition?
It becomes
there?
A big competition, like rivals the NFL.
Good luck.
Not likely. Luck with that. Not likely.
Okay, the T-1000.
Tommy Turbo.
Oh, okay. Now, I would be called him 1000.
Well, I think there's an issue, obviously. Why don't they just get him all together, the Trbojevic's, and just get the best parts of each one and just make this...
Dr. Mengler, now we're talking.
Super T-1000 player. Like, get, you know, Jake's shoulders and get a bit of his hammy because...
And his tackling ability, yeah.
And his tackling ability.
Ben's just the head.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's a space for Ben. I'd keep fucking Jake's head.
Jake's head?
That's good Frankenstein look. Whack a couple of fucking bolts in the neck.
I love that guy.
He's unreal.
He is the best.
Tommy's hips,
yeah. Because they're good for breaking tackles and giving birth.
Yep.
Someone needs to write a song about Tommy's hips.
Yep. Is that a challenge? There. I could write a haiku.
You could write the shit out of a haiku.
Well, so that's, just combine them all, man. Just combine them all and just make this super player.
A Trebouille of Vi.
Now, what about the whole of rugby league? Who would you combine into just one player? So, like, Alex Johnson's speed with Ponga's step into Cleary's kicking game.
With kick our size.
Kick our size.
Jack Whiten's honesty.
Integrity.
Integrity. Tenacity.
Trevoy, which is tackling style. Dylan Edwards' catching style.
Yep.
And then Horsburgh's head.
Oh, you can't do that.
Come on, mate. You need a bit of fear.
We're trying to attract people.
I can't. I just cannot wait to 3 or 4 years down the track when...
He's beaten up.
Corey Horsburgh just says, I need to go to Sydney.
Souths.
I need to go to Sydney. Yep. I'm too big for Canberra.
Yep.
I guarantee we will not take him.
I need out.
He doesn't fit our...
He's not good enough.
Mate. Look at Cam Murray. You're going to pack that guy in the same scrum? That's Van Helsing and Dracula.
I like the contrast. You'd be very, very disorientated when you're facing them.
Oh, yeah.
Like the two of them beside each other. That would put you off for a bit.
Now, I know it's not going to happen, but what if next year the Raiders do win the premiership and the Souths don't? That would be amazing, though.
It would
what
be.
A way to
it
end that story.
What if they played them in the grand final? That's how it's got to end, right?
Yeah, the footy guards are against me, though, mate. You guys will win.
They don't even know you exist.
Footy guards hate us.
Footy guards are loving you.
Yeah, see, it's changing for you now, mate. Yeah. It's changing.
You can't stand. Neither you can fucking stand.
You're one
of
them now.
Can't stand to see me happy. Look at you, mate. You get a little fucking happiness in my life again. Just tearing it down.
Jack Whiten is your source of happiness. I'm worried for you, man. I'm worried for you. How good are those Dolphins, by the way? Come on.
They shouldn't
only
have won
man
that
in Australia
game.
Who said this team would be good.
Come on. You did. You called
You're looking
it.
At them.
You called it.
No one else.
It was,
and I will tell you, listeners, in all honesty, Every single person I said, and I'm not saying they will definitely make the eight, but I put a little bit of money on them at Stavia to make the eight, and every person I told just went, fuck off. That was the stock standard response.
I said it to you a couple of times.
But that. Fuck off.
I think I was more of a get fucked. But
what about Angus Crichton coming back?
That's weird, eh? In the right jersey and all.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I would have loved to see him roll out in a Raiders jersey.
That would have been interesting. He would have just had to.
You could have just packed him up and just told him, yeah, you've been playing us for years, mate.
Yeah. What about, going back to the Dolphins, what about Robert Jennings and the Dolphins? Talk us through that, Floyd. I don't understand. That and the Newcastle fullback out at Mudgee, who just stood on the dead ball line. They are the two mystifying events of the year.
It's weird, isn't it? I think it's just the end of time.
He was lying on the ground.
Early onset.
With no one on him. He was lying on the ground with no one on him, right? He was just lying there.
Yeah.
He was lying there until someone came up and...
His own player was trying to push him over.
He wouldn't move.
He had 10 metres to go to the try line.
Yeah.
And wouldn't move.
Should that have been a HIA assessment? Maybe they should have taken him off.
And that fullback from... the Knights, yeah.
Miller? Is it Miller?
Yeah, he should have been. That's a H. If you do something that dumb, you should just be off a HIA. Right? Now, fucking Tigers. Like,
Tigers.
Just train wreck. What? I can't stop looking at it.
Even though they went ahead, I thought, oh, fuck, it's too early. They're going to get run down here. And like it was a shame.
They play Penrith this week at Penrith.
Yeah, that's going to be.
But next
without
week,
Charlie Staines,
the week after is my tip, round 10.
Magic
St. George.
Round.
I've been picking this and picking it. You will win at Magic Round, Tigers.
Won't that be something? Because none of their fans will be able
It'll
to go up there.
It'll be a joyous event at 1:50 on Sunday.
Yeah.
May the 7th.
1:50?
Yeah, like the coveted 1:50 slot.
Yeah.
So Brisbane get Magic Round, the Roosters get Anzac Day, Melbourne get Anzac Day,
Rabbitohs get Whiten.
Yep.
It's a have and have not league, Mr. Carney.
It is. That's what we're looking at. Sweet.
It always has been, though.
And like the Channel 9, the primetime games are always the same teams as well. Like, come on, man. There are other fans. Like, just mix it up a little bit. It's just. Like, you don't think fucking, what, the viewing is going to drop if you have these other teams there?
All they care about is the ratings, right?
Yeah, but there'll be ratings still.
Some ratings. What, if Raiders play fucking Tigers on a Friday night, 8 o'clock?
Absolutely, mate. What a game. It peaked the last couple of years when the Broncos absolutely sucked and they were on every Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, that was ridiculous. I mean, like, they sucked. Yeah. Every Friday night's watching the Broncos get slaughtered. But this Friday, Floyd.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm thinking of going up.
Broncos v. Souths.
Yeah, that'll be a fucking.
Is that
cracker.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Friday night.
That's a good game.
Then we play Storm at fucking Magic Round.
Problem is, Broncos have got a few players out, though. They got their 5'8 and Huss is out.
Did they take the plea already? I don't know if they took the plea.
They're out.
And Corey Oates is out again.
Just rolling out the red carpet for you guys.
Yeah.
Rolling it out. Nah, we'll just, Huss
Some
won't play.
Black magic fuckery has gone our way, and I'm happy. Shut up. You can't see, but he just did it. He locked his lips. Fucking just.
Some things
gesture.
Are just not worth saying. On
really?
A podcast.
Like nearly everything you say. All right. Chess like compromise. What's that? We've been trying to get this for 2 weeks.
Anyway.
Before we go to our previews, we're going to go to our previews.
Previews. Well, they've outlawed some of the tackles we love in the game. Haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Mainly the shoulder charge.
Mm. Ooh.
How about a compromise? Only one designated player is allowed to shoulder charge, like a chess. So chess has certain moves.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
He's got a good idea.
Mm.
So one does, and then this just fucking, this is all tactics now becomes a whole thing. So if you designate one player to be a shoulder charger.
Sam Walker.
Good.
Only that player is allowed to use the tackle. For instance, one player in your team is allowed to shoulder charge. That could be your winger, a forward, Jake T. Trbojevic.
You'd
shoulder
have your biggest cut there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And you can send the shoulder charge guy to turn momentum because that's what the shoulder charge is good for. Your team's on the back foot. you're not going well.
Pang guy.
Let's get the shoulder charge guy in and let's put a big hit here. Let's turn the game on its head.
TPJ, Pang guy.
Yeah. I was going to say, which team would you have as your shoulder charger? Which player?
If Pango
maybe Harmay Sele.
Harmay Sele.
He's solid, man. He's solid. Low to the ground.
He is solid. Mm. I like when a big guy shoulder charges.
Yeah. Because you if Pango got told
he could shoulder charge as much as he wants, he wouldn't sleep for 3 days before.
Yeah, he'd be like Nelson from The Simpsons.
He's a man of violence.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
And stop with the alpha beats and impersonation, Pangai. You don't have to offload every fucking time you hit the ball. Idiot.
Yep.
One player should only be able to tackle below the knees for the whole game.
Yep. There you go. Okay. That's his position. And then you'd throw attack that way, wouldn't you? You'd change the whole attacking system you have in your
team. That'd have to be a lock. A lock. Or your dummy half. Who's your
dummy half?
Horsburgh
for sure.
He'd knock himself out.
He's already sort of doing it. Well, Rappin has been charged fucking 10 times for shoulder charging.
Might as well do it. He's got the
Cronulla's got a few on the board. Cronulla's got a few solid lads.
Yeah,
they've got some good shoulder charge.
That's
potential.
Why I might be
Emmanuelli
on the wing.
He's the man on the telly.
The shoulder charge on the wing or centre might be sometimes fullback, better as well.
Preventing tries,
yeah.
Latrell,
yeah, he'd be decent.
He can just come across and just absolutely wipe blokes out.
Inglis did. Oh, that's why the shoulder charge is bad, because that Inglis tackle on Dino.
Dino, like Steve-O.
Yeah. Maybe a designated puncher as well. So if there is one of those scuffles, you can send in one puncher to sort it out.
Duke's been calling that for years. Just one fucking right cross. A guy, you get one a game.
Okay.
One guy can just chuck it.
Yep.
I'd also, not totally related, in fact, not related at all, but I think if a team decides to wear like a proper jersey from the 70s or 80s, like the thick ones, they should get 4 points at the start of the game.
Oh, wow. Man, when those get wet.
Yep.
I remember playing, I was playing for Maroubra Bay High, and we're playing in this knockout cup against Matraville High School, which is full of really good Indigenous players. And it fucking poured down rain. And this is the time. It rained all week. Yeah, we had to play two games that week. I think I told you. And my fucking footy boots, my old man got me the cheapest shit boots. They got wet and he said, put them in front of the heater to dry them. So I put them in front of the heater to dry and they went hard.
They went hard.
They turned into clogs. They were fucking Dutch clogs. So I was out there playing in Dutch clogs. It was pissing down rain. I got clogs on. And it's like I was piggybacking someone because my jersey was so heavy.
Oh, you knew that move.
When you hit people, you're going, hello.
I was like a fucking Netherlands Jew in World War II. Running out with my clogs. Piggybacking my children.
Was it a good game? That's a great game.
A great game.
How can it not be good?
And those old leather footies. And they used to get heavy too.
We tried to kick a field goal with one of them. The fucking guy nearly broke his ankle.
The ball hit
the ground and the player went over the top of it.
You could not do it. When those balls got wet, that was so heavy.
They were fucking, man. All right, so let's do a games preview.
Sharks, Tractors.
Sharks.
Easy. Our
Tractor's going to turn it around. What do you guys think?
I think they're fucked.
I predicted that. That's up there with your Dolphins pick, I reckon. Come on.
You did.
They were a top four side.
Eels, Knights.
I was expected better from the Knights last week.
I expected better from the Eels.
Campbell Gillard's gone for a long time after that.
Long time?
8 to 10 weeks, I think.
Shit. Yeah.
It ended up being a groin injury. I mean, Payne Haas is hanging off your back. That's going to do some
damage.
The thing,
on your groin. It's an accident.
On your groin?
Accidents happen in the game.
I'm going Knights.
At Para, at Bankwest, no way. They don't lose Bankwest, mate.
6 o'clock.
Why are Parramatta playing so many 6 o'clock games? And the Sharks as well. Sharks have got a lot of 6 o'clock.
I'm going
games.
The Eels, but I think the Knights are an outside chance there. Broncos, Souths,
Rabbitohs.
Woo!
Yeah, with those outs.
Has Randall played an away game against Souths yet?
Yeah, last year
he did.
I took Duffy, idiot, into our bloody reserve, into the members area, and he's wearing his old Broncos jersey, his powers, and he's fucking standing up and cheering. I almost had him kicked out.
I think the Broncos will prevail.
Really?
Our Souths are favourites at the moment.
Yeah.
With those outs, Haas and Ezra Mann, they're 5'8".
And Oates.
And Oates.
Interesting player, Ezra Mann, isn't he?
He's good, man.
Yeah.
Man.
He's Ezra Man.
He's Ezra Man.
Man. The clash of the weekend. A traditional time for football. Raiders coming 11th
Oh, wow.
What a game. Shove us in the Saturday shitty time.
And of course,
all year.
Of course. Not just that, you're playing in Wagga.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
McDonald's part Wagga. That's no Mudgee, is it?
No. No, you're not going to get a good view there.
Home of Steve Mortimer.
There's actually McDonald's car park. That's what they fucking left out.
Peter Sterling. I think the Dolphins will win this and win it handily.
They'll prevail.
Easy.
Good.
Write that down, everyone.
Write it down.
Oh, yeah. Driving.
Look at us all driving.
Notice you didn't make a pick. You're just telling everyone to write it down.
No pick for that one.
Manly Titans. The Titans.
Manly Titans are falling back to their old ways again, aren't they?
They're green tea, the Titans.
Yeah.
Green.
That's right. They're good for the first few sips, and then they're nothing.
Yeah, I got that.
I'm going Manly.
I think Penrith will probably beat the Tigers.
They did put fucking 26 points on the Dolphins, like that.
What a comeback, by the way.
Biggest but comeback in NRL, or equal
rugby league history, isn't it?
Holy shit.
Rugby league history. No, rugby league history.
Biggest comeback since 98.
Oh, there you go.
Cowboys v Panthers.
Yeah, and that was 26 as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then the last
game. Who do we pick, though? No one's picked it.
Which game?
That one. Titans.
Tigers are shit. Manly. Fucking Titans.
Manly. Yeah, I'm going Manly.
Shit me. Yeah. I don't even know why you're in the comp. Hello to our listeners.
Fafita.
Warriors. God, they've got some injuries.
They're playing.
They played balls out last night, too. Mm. Warriors.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Roosters.
Going Warriors.
In Auckland.
Going Warriors.
Chance is out. Tavaga's done. Achilles.
Chance is out.
Tohu Harris is out.
Oh, what about RTS signing?
Yeah, what about that decision?
Get him in now. Get him in now.
That is crazy, man. That's good. That's fantastic.
Sean Johnson and Dylan Walker is the most unlikely good halves combination I've seen in a long time.
John Johnson, that is.
I think Dylan Walker's out. Suspension as well. So it's that
damn
might
shame because he's been playing good.
Yeah, without those outs, I think Roosters might have been struggling. I would have gone Warriors, but with those outs.
If he's out, they might have to bring in the guy who's got the most Nazi name in the NRL, Ronald Volkman.
Step up,
Ronald Volkman.
Volkman!
Debuted last year.
Volkman! Face!
To the front!
Volkman!
Ronald.
Face, Volkman!
He's got some Dutch gloves.
Where's
in his
Schnitzengruber? Where is the Gruber? Volkman!
An absolute battle. Who gives a fuck? St. George and the Bulldogs. I mean,
you give a fuck.
You give a fuck. Deep down, you give a fuck. You give heaps of fucks, mate. You need to not give a fuck. That's what
Can't
you need
do
to
it.
Do.
We're coming second fucking last again.
Yep.
We got no one. By the way, Kyle Flanagan got dropped.
Go, who Flats. Put in?
We've brought the young.
No one.
Yeah, no one. And in fact, we've named Josh Reynolds at 5'8".
Man, that cunt gives away like 10 penalties a game.
Yes.
As soon as he runs on, he gives away penalties. Yes. He fucking drops balls. Shit.
I still love you, Josh.
Yeah, he's iconic.
You'd rather him than Flanagan.
Shit, yes. Yeah. 100%. At least you notice he's out there. He's doing something.
Aren't you guys playing Flanagan and shitload of money as well?
Yes.
I think we'd all rather Volkman.
Right, we need Ronald Volkman. We need him now. Moses Sully's an intriguing player, isn't he?
I like Sully.
But he looks so bad sometimes.
Flat-ass.
So slow. Like Suwali a couple of times yesterday went around him like a fucking traffic cone. But then sometimes when he gets a head of steam up.
He's potentially one of the best centers in the world, but he's got to get his act together. He needs Desi.
Suwali is a myth.
He needs Desi.
Yeah. I'd like
to see Desi back. I'd want Desi at the Dragons.
Fuck yes.
Pronto. Yeah. Stat.
Yeah. We are really missing Desi.
Why isn't he in the fucking media? I want Desi in the media.
No one talks to him either. He must because be like recluse as.
Because he told them all to get fucked over the years. All of them.
I'd love to see him calling the game.
All of them. But bloody, you got Flanagan in the media and he's boring as shit.
Oh my God.
His analysis every time is just, we need some good hard hit ups.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. That's
football 101.
Very fucking insightful. They have named as a reserve this kid, Carl Olapu, the one we got from the Broncos. He's like 17, 18. We paid shit ton. Gus paid a shit ton to get this kid.
I know the kid.
And there's talk he'll be at least on the bench.
Okay.
That'd be
interesting. Well, welcome to NRL, Olapu.
Big raps on him. Big raps. Will Kennedy last week against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he was good.
What a player. Another great fullback who will never see rep
football. Peachy-esque.
Yeah. Never see rep football, but great player.
You know what was interesting? I was thinking the centre for the Sharks, what's his name? He had the fucking breakout 10 games and he made Origin on the back of it. What's his name?
Talakau.
What happened to him? He was the best player ever.
Yeah, but that
was going into fucking, what is it? Immortal status in that 10 games he played. And he just hasn't made a break since.
They picked him after this game against Manly. They scored like 4 tries. But he was running at Morgan Harper the whole night.
That's right.
And then Morgan Harper got dropped for the rest of the year. And New South Wales picked Talakai.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Holy shit. Great bomb try in the Dogs-Sharks game too. Mulatalo putting his hand on the sideline for absolutely no reason.
There's no one around him.
Yeah, not
no
quite Robert Jennings-esque, but not bad.
But up there.
Two great contenders for balls-ups of the week.
I love a good balls-up. All right, that's it for us this week. We said it. We did it.
If you didn't like that, you're getting it for free.
Yeah, so like and subscribe because we don't know how long we're going to be around for.
No.
This could be the last one.
It could be.
Yeah, we don't know. We fucking have no idea.
That's how we do it.
They're not going to like and subscribe now, are they?
It could be a motivation. Could help.
All right, so thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.